I've been looking at this LLC agreement that my client sent me, and it's got this, this talks about these things called units, and so I went to the statute to try to find the definition of units, and man, I couldn't find it in there, so I thought, well, that was in the Texas statute, so I went and looked at the Delaware statute, and I just must be looking in the wrong place, because I see these in these agreements all the time, so it must be dealt with in the statute somewhere, right?
Well, Cliff, what you're doing is you're looking at the wrong statute. You need to move over to the TBOC's discussion of corporations.
Yeah, but this is an LLC.
Ah. So, you have a problem of importing corporate concepts into an LLC?
When Bob and I were planning this discussion, both of us have practiced law for a long time, and I can actually remember when LLCs were brand new things. And people
you
were
had limited liability corporations?
Yeah, limited liability corporations, right. And people were... And people were trying to figure out what these things were and how to use them. And I was trying to remember, and I asked Bob this question: How did this concept of units come up? How did we get these LLC agreements, which talk about this very important element of the agreement that is not mentioned anywhere in the statute? And Bob said that's because a bunch of corporate lawyers are trying to figure out partnership law and how to try to turn partnership law. George knows the answer. You must have drafted it. Were you the guy?
We debated this issue, Bob. Jerry Eisner and I debated it in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And out of that came some units, somehow or another. But we did, what, 20 years ago? No, not 20
yeah,
years
20,
ago.
20 years ago, back when, you know, as partnership lawyers, we all feel... when the real estate partner comes in and says, hey, I've just drafted an agreement.